From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that a report released January 3rd by the New York Department of Health found that approximately 1 in 4 adults in New York experienced food insecurity in 2021. Food insecurity is the percentage of adults who say that they were always, usually, or sometimes worried about having enough money to buy nutritious meals in the past 12 months. The numbers locally are better than the statewide figure of 24.9%. Greene County is listed at 16.6%, Columbia County at 12.3%, Delaware County at 18.6%, Ulster County at 13.4%, and Albany County at 21.3%. State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said, and I quote, "Hunger stresses the body and mind, and can result in malnutrition, inability to concentrate, anxiety, and depression. In addition, adults who experience food insecurity are more likely to report chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, asthma, and cancer," end quote. The results are from during the COVID-19 pandemic. More recent local data is not available, but the Census Bureau's November 2023 Household Pulse Survey found that nearly 28 million people in the U.S. reported experiencing food scarcity this past October, which was the highest number recorded by the survey since December 2020. You can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Bernadette Hogan reports for New York State of Politics that legislators returned to Albany on January 3rd to start a new session, and leaders again said the lack of affordable housing is the state's biggest issue. Assembly Speaker Carl Hestey said, and I quote, "Every community in this state is feeling the effects of our housing crisis, and it is up to us to enact solutions. All stakeholders must come to the table to have a serious discussion about how we can work together to solve New York's affordable housing crisis," end quote. Last year, Governor Kathy Hochul proposed to build 800,000 new housing units in the next decade, but legislators did not pass her proposal. The legislative session began January 3rd, and lawmakers have until April 1st to pass a budget. Hochul gives her State of the State speech on January 9th. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that the Hudson Valley Philharmonic says its musicians want to split from the Bardavon, the nonprofit that runs the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, and the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie. Philharmonic musicians said in a joint statement, and I quote, "Separating from our current management at the Bardavon is necessary for us because we have more to offer the community than the Bardavon is willing to plan and produce," end quote. The orchestra members said a lack of concert dates, the cancellation of young people's concerts and auditions, and not filling the role of its late music director, Randall Craig Fleischer, forced the split. Bardavon executive director Chris Silva said they presented a 3-year contract in spring 2023 to the musicians with, and I quote, "substantial salary increases," end quote, and just 3 concerts per season. But the musicians rejected that contract offer, and the 2023-2024 season was canceled. Silva said, and I quote, "Musicians saying, we want more programming, when the existing programming is already not financially sustainable, ignores the issues at hand, and is not a realistic path forward," end quote. A large donation covered recent orchestra deficits, but Silva said, and I quote, "we can't make budget projections based on the possibility of future bequests. Symphony orchestras, large and small, across the country have been failing or struggling to survive both pre- and post-pandemic," end quote. The musicians say they are talking to other venues about performing and looking for sponsorship. The orchestra currently has 51 members with 10 open positions. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.